Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. We're in Orlando at the CCA Global Connection meeting, and I'm with Keith Spano, the president of Carpet One, and Steve Siraki, the president of Flooring America, Flooring Canada, IDG, and Floor Trader. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Kemp. Thanks for being here at Connection.
Doing well this morning, Kemp.
Finally now, we've known some of this was going to happen. The leadership changes are in place here. First time I've interviewed you guys in roles that we knew you were going to be taking. First, for you, Keith, yesterday you stood on the stage, did a great job with the Bob Costas session. We'll get to that in just a minute. That vest you had on, I mean, that's Napoleonic, isn't it? It's nice.
Hey, you only get one chance to make a first impression, you know?
This is the role I think you've dreamed about your whole life, okay? Now you're the leader of Carpet One. Most people know in the structure that Carpet One, the shareholders of this organization, premier, and you're leading that. And Steve, after 30 years at Shaw, you're over here as president of Flooring America, Flooring Canada, IDG, and Floor Trader, and it's a role, too, that you've been well-groomed for, right?
Well, for the last 16 months, Keith made sure that he put some training wheels on me and some bumpers on me to make sure I stayed in my lane. But I think I got some great training, great help. Most importantly, I got some great training, great help from the membership. They have been so welcoming to me, to my family, and into the CCA family. So it's been a great 16 months. I've loved every minute of it. And this Connection event is just taking it to the next level.
Now, don't use this venue to try to sell your house in Georgia.
I already tried that yesterday. The economist who speaks to our members every year said, if you want to buy a house, buy it now. Don't wait.
While we're talking about the leadership, obviously Eric Bernstein, CEO, had been groomed through this organization. You know, oftentimes Howard would bring in outsiders, but Eric's grown up through this organization. I call him the Citadel Cadet. He's all buttoned up, and he's leading this. Obviously, we've got Charlie Dilks on the product side. It's a strong group, right?
It's a fantastic leadership team. I mean, everyone's well-tenured, and, you know, look, we get up every day to do the right thing for our members.
Now talk about house business.
It's been tough. I mean, we had, you know, the first 9 months of this year where we slugged it out. You know, we ended up down mid-single digits, I would say. The bright spot, though, I mean, after slugging it out for 26 months, the last quarter, October, November, December, we saw same-store comps go positive. We saw our written numbers go positive. And the sentiment around here at Connection, January has just exploded, and it's been just a great kickoff to 2025.
Yeah, let's paint the picture. The last 2 years, the market's been down. I'm talking about just the residential replacement business. It's been down 9% for two consecutive years. So this past year, you were down half that. Yeah. And then you look at Floor and Decor, Home Depot and Lowe's, they're even worse than the market, right?
There's no question we took share this year. I mean, we were down mid-single digits, wasn't where we wanted to be, but it was better than everybody else, far better than the industry. You know, with Floor and Decor down 9.5%, same store comps, we hear Home Depot, Lowe's, mid-double digits. Yeah, there's no question we are taking share. Excited about it.
Well, there's some things you just can't impact. You know, the housing market is stagnant. And let's talk a little bit about Connor Locar. He spoke yesterday.
Yep.
And what was his outlook?
Well, his outlook is positive. You know, he's talked to our group every year for the last 6 years. He mentioned that. And so to get in front of our group, he's very familiar with our group and what they do, and he outlines a very positive outlook for 2025. And he's also familiar with our group and what they've taken on the last 2 years, which is Retail 2.0. He understands what their showrooms look like, what we've put in place, and the tools that we have to accelerate growth. So as Keith said, when you take share and you're beating the market and then you have momentum going into a potential up market, you're going to put your foot on the gas and do things others aren't willing to do, and that's what our membership's ready to do.
Yeah, and Connor is positive about retail going into mid-25 and 26. You know, we're in a fortunate place. In fact, a lot of our members thought we were crazy for us to really push this investment in the retail showrooms when business was bad. But the beauty is we've made the investments. When everyone was pulling back, we were pushing forward, and now we're ready to reap the rewards of the last 2 years and continue to keep our foot on the gas and take share.
One key point, actually every meeting, you have some keynote speaker, you hit it out of the park with Bob Costas, not necessarily because he's given business advice to independent retailers, but the fact that he's on top of his game, he's an award-winning journalist, and you did a great job sitting down with him, very impressive, 72-year-old guy, yeah. Not a gray hair on his head.
I did notice that, yeah. I have more grays than he does, yeah, like, how'd that happen?
But he said something about the internet. Tell me about what he said there.
You know what? It was funny. I asked him about a quote around Howard Cosell that was completely taken out of context, and it got blasted across the internet. And he said, the internet is the scourge of society. There's no accountability. Anyone can put anything out there. And I actually likened it to, you know, when our members get a bad review that's completely out of their control, it's the same thing. But he was very fired up about the internet.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about some accomplishments. You mentioned the 900 stores that you've converted to Retail 2.0. You're rolling out Kiba. Talk a little bit about what you feel good about.
Well, again, I think if you looked at 2025, we have momentum. The 900 stores are set in place. But then we have our other pillars that we're focused on, which is marketing, data, and diversification. We're really trying to position our members very, very well on the marketing front, specifically digital. There was robust activity last night in the marketing booth and in our space for our members with our team. And then data. We have the most powerful database in the flooring industry. Nobody can do what we can do, gathering data, bringing it in, and assessing it and using it to help our members, both on the floor and with consumers. And then diversification, you mentioned it, Kiba. We have other things too. We have members looking at Floor Trader. We have Carpet One members looking at adding Flooring Americas, or Flooring America members looking at adding Carpet Ones. So as we position ourselves into 2025 for growth, we have a lot of members looking to diversify their floor, diversify their business, and that will ultimately lead to growth and more profitability within the membership channel.
So Keith, tell us, when you look back at the highlights of this meeting, this is the last day of the meeting, what are some of the key highlights of this meeting that you're proud of?
It's been a great homecoming for me, obviously coming home to Carpet One, which has been fun. Just being here, the energy in the room. I mean, we have 1,600 people in the general session room. I mean, it's amazing to feel the energy. I love the fact that our members are fired up. They're positive. They're optimistic. You know, we had great success with our kitchen and bath program. I was just at a breakfast this morning. The place is packed with people wanting to diversify in the K&B, which is really exciting. I think the show floor last night was super busy. Suppliers were excited to finally have people coming in wanting to place some orders. Yep. And look, we're off to the races for 2025. We feel like the wind's at our back and we're ready to take share.
So what's your advice to the independent retailer, your membership, who want to succeed and beat the competition?
Well, again, I think they have a lot of things in place. They're diving in when they're here to everything that we're trying to offer from our marketing components and diversification. Keith just mentioned it. There's two breakfasts down there going on right now, the Kiba breakfast and the Nissi breakfast, and they're packed. So the members are engaged. They're engaging with the platform and the program and everything they need to do to invest in their business and be successful. You know, Kemp, it would be an error on my part if I didn't mention Education Days, which was on Monday, where we had 47 sessions all day on Monday, and every session was packed from 9 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. You know, you have a lot of members here that are bringing four or five people with them so they can scatter out, attend as many sessions as they can so they can bring all those tools back to their business. So there's been a lot over 3 days, and again, it's closing day, but it's been an amazing experience for us and our members.
And Kemp, I would just add one more thing. You know, what makes us different than everybody else, besides the fact that we're a member-owned co-op, is that we're flooring retailers, all of us here. We're retailers helping other retailers. We're not private equity. We're not a manufacturer. You know, we get up every day and work for our members, and if they're not successful, we're not successful.
Okay, guys, great to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Keith Spano and Steve Shiraki at the CCA Global meeting in Orlando, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.